Hi, everyone. This is Carly from Daytime After Dark. Hi, this is Carly from Daytime After Dark, and this is Wednesday, the February 3rd, and tonight my co-host will be Heather, and because Terry is in a class, and you know, I missed you, Terry, I wish you were here too, and tonight we are going to be talking about everything, the ZH rumors, one of my favorite rumors, everything about what is going on in our soaps and why this is happening and what's not happening that we think is happening. And the rules for tonight are everyone can speak their mind, people should not cuss, and we should just have a really good time. Okay, I'm going to bring Heather on.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, you.
How are you?
So, good. How are you?
Good. Very good. Had a good day.
Well, cool. Is there anything that is upsetting you, pissing you off? Anything like
that? Yes, people. And they're constantly going on about Sunny and how, like, how bad he is and he should pay and all this crap. And, like, that's why I left Ryan's show, too, because they keep saying it. And I'm like, okay, if you don't like how Sunny is, then stop watching the show. He's been this way since Maurice started on General Hospital. The show is all about the mob. I don't know why it's still called General Hospital. I don't know why they haven't just decided to change their name. But it's just annoying. I'm like, but he's going to be the way he is because that's how they've been riding him. That's how they're always going to ride him. Nothing's going to change. So if you don't like him,
okay, we have a phone call that I want to get on the air, too.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, you on the air with us. What's your name?
Hi, Talia.
Oh, my God, I'm so glad you called in again. Oh, my God. I loved talking to you the other night, and you got my Twitter one, didn't you?
Yeah, I looked it up and it wasn't popping up. I was looking it up all day and it wasn't popping up. I mean,
okay.
It popped up, but like.
But, okay, so we are not on each other Twitters yet? Is that what you're saying?
No, you said it was daytime. What was the last numbers again?
Daytime 6976.
Okay, I'm finna get on this right now.
And follow Heather on her new Drew Garrett WE Love DZ. Is that right, Heather?
Yeah. Well, I still have my other one too. This is just a fan one I made because I decided to get it because I have nothing else to do in life, so.
Oh, my God, are you back?
Yes, I'm so freaking sorry. That was a mistake. I was trying to, my brother was trying to tell me something. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. It's daytime 6976.
Daytime 6.
Okay, that person
said
hi to me and then left.
I got you.
Cool. Oh, my God. I am so glad.
Okay,
you guys, tonight I want to get started because it's my show and I'm allowed to rant and wait for a second. And I think Heather knows where I'm going.
Yes, I think I do.
Okay. I was like, okay, so I'm... you are back.
I'm embarrassed. I'm so sorry. It keeps on going out for some reason. This is my last time. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Don't apologize. I mean, we have phone problems all the time, don't we, Heather? And
yeah.
Cell phone problems. Yeah. Okay, you guys. I'm going to say a couple of things, And I don't give a damn if anyone, excuse my, I'm breaking my own rule by swearing, but you know what? I don't care. I want Jason and Liz back together. I do not want this pregnancy to happen. And I want Jason gone. Gone, gone, gone.
I do too.
See, now I'm confused to what's actually going on with them, because from what I read on my spoilers, they're breaking up, but from what I've read from one particular person who just, well, whose show I just left like a half an hour ago, the way she's acting is just they're getting married. I'm like, what's going on? Are they breaking up?
Okay.
Are they getting married? I'm so confused.
No, between you and I and everyone on the show, don't listen to him.
Yeah, don't, because I'm hearing this when they post the, like, I don't want to really listen to this either, but I mean, like, it's I see it on screen, but they say that's when they post the breakup, too. They say March is when they post the breakup, so I don't know. They're
well, yeah, I'm not going to believe him anymore, because he thinks, because he runs, like, his own website or whatever, he knows, like,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, and you know what? Are you in the album, too, Tilio? Is that not you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. No, I am mad. I am, you know, I am just so mad right now that I want to spoil something, you guys. Really, I've never felt this way about wanting to spoil something ever. And, I mean, Tilly, I know you don't like Sam. Heather, you don't like Sam either.
Heck no, I don't even think I like Kelly Monaco, to be honest. I think I'm
okay,
much
good.
Computer.
Okay. I know.
Because I just don't want to rub you guys the wrong way and then you might never call my show again and
no, I wouldn't do that.
Because see, I didn't like Kelly Monaco when she played Livy on Port Charles and then I didn't like when she had her twin sister. And then like in the beginning when she first came to Journal Hospital, I liked her. But then, like, now it's just like, oh, my God, you're annoying. Leave the show. Jump off a cliff. Die. I don't care.
I know. She's so annoying. Like, it's, like, boring watching her.
Yeah, like, today, I was like, are you kidding me? What's the point of this? This is retarded. Like, there's another way you could try to get Sunny out of
here. Okay, maybe we should use another word because I don't want to offend anyone out there without words. So maybe we better find a new word, like, I don't know, idiotic, stupid, moronic, what they are doing? No, I mean, I'm not mad at this. Maybe that might, be a better way, but, I'm just mad, okay. And, okay, do you guys really think Elizabeth is really, really going to carry this baby to tomb?
I don't know,
but
I hope, like, I don't know. I hope Elizabeth does what's best. I'm going to say I don't want her to go all crazy because, I mean, it's not the first time her and Lucky broke up. It's not a big shock to anybody.
I'm not saying that Elizabeth should have an abortion. I'm just saying this would be a perfect time then a hospital to write a miscarriage then.
I don't want her to have an abortion because, well, I'm strong against it, but I don't think she should.
You're not hearing me. Heather, you're not hearing what I just said. I would never want her to have an abortion. I just say if a miscarriage would be okay.
Yeah. But I don't think they would write it in and then have it do that considering Rebecca's really, I mean, yeah, since she's really
They have before to a lot of actresses. They did to Nicole this now. Nicole on Days of Her Life was pregnant in real life and on the show she miscarried.
I think if she does, like, because some people think that Jason was a shab, like, another night of passion like that, just for, like,
Thank you.
But, like, if they don't have it that way, I would rather her have miscarriage. I would never want her to have an abortion. I think that's wrong, even in real life.
No. You know what? I don't believe in abortion either. So,
I know,
right? I wasn't saying abortion. I'm just so damn
I know you wasn't thinking abortion, but I know you were thinking miscarriage. I know you wasn't thinking that.
Okay. Because
yeah,
I am, you know, I am this Malin. I am steamed. I mean, you know, I'm so sick of this slut. And I, yes, people, I did call Sam a slut. Come after me. Come for me.
Yeah, she is skank. She a lot of things. It's like so many words for her. I don't care who came on here and said something.
She
I was definitely
like everybody.
I know. She's like on Super Soul Weekend. I think it was 2007. I think it was, and she was talking about how she Kelly Michael was talking about how she slept with everybody on General Hospital, and the only people that she didn't sleep with was I forgot who she said, but I know she was talking about how she slept with everybody. And I was like, I know you did.
She slept with her mom's husband, for God's sake.
I know, and it's like, go ahead.
No, I just said, who does that? Who really, really does that? Who, you know, sleeps with their mom's, husband?
I mean, Rick's hot, but still.
I mean, like, I actually found out today on the boards that I go on, The Road to Nowhere, that they said that Becky had an interview and that she said they are writing the story because she said she wanted it. And I was looking like, okay. But if they do, I hope it goes as we plan. But, I mean, like, if it doesn't, I think if they do write it, I think it doesn't end up being Jason. I think they are going to write a miscarriage thing because you know how stressed Elizabeth is and stuff like that. I think that's what's going to happen. Like, she's going to find out she's pregnant and find out at the same time that she lost it. I hope.
Yeah. That's what I keep thinking.
I'm still waiting for my spoilers to come true about Jason hiding out at Liz's art studio.
Yeah,
I wish they would just get stuck.
You know what, and what I wish is, you know, because I read a spoiler and it's not true, that Jason Yosef is. And you know, that will never happen, you guys. Come on, think about it.
Huh?
I read a spoiler that Jason Yosef is Elizabeth.
What? Well, I've heard from people on Twitter that I guess, like, the 10th is when they're supposed to have, like, scenes together or something, but I didn't read, I don't know.
Well, you know what? The spoiler where I read is not a really good place to go for spoilers. And,
what is
you
it?
Know, I will text you later about it or PM you by now. Okay, Talia, what, are you happy with anything, on the soaps right now?
No, I'm not happy with nothing. All, like, a lot of, like, just generally, like, all the soaps are starting to, like, some of them are kind of good, but, you know, some are starting to act, like, stupid. Especially General Hospital. General Hospital is number one, but, I mean, like, I don't know. It's hard to, like, predict what's really going to happen. I'm just hoping that right now, all I'm worried about is their scenes. I hope they go. I hope we kind of, like, you know, even though we heard spoilers about what's going to happen, I hope something happens that we don't think that's going to happen, that we didn't think that was going to happen, that's a good thing for us. I mean, like,
exactly.
I'm not asking for a lot, but, you know, I'm asking for something because, I mean, like, if they're going to have one scene, or whatever, how many scenes they're going to have. I hope they just don't have this February scene, and then, like, there's a whole bunch of other months that pass by, and then they finally have another scene. I mean, that's stupid.
No, I think these scenes, I believe that they have taped more than this the 12th.
I hope so, because this is
you
boring.
Know, because, you know, I am the sick of the slug being on there.
Me too.
The only way I would like her, seriously, is if she got with Jax, because those are the most two annoying people on General Hospital.
To me, anybody, as long as it's not Jason, I really wouldn't, like, care, because, like, when she was with Lucky, I didn't even mind her that much. I didn't pay attention to her that much, because I wasn't thinking about them. I was thinking about Jason Lisbon, so I wouldn't really, like, think about her or be like, oh, my God, Sam's on. I'd be just like, okay.
Yeah, I actually liked her better with Lucky. Like, I didn't care. Like, I wasn't
me
like,
too.
Oh my God, get her off the screen now.
Yeah, me either.
Oh,
I was like,
Rancid Girl said in this album that the storylines don't make sense, and where they don't.
Yeah, like today I was so bored. I was like, okay, why isn't there any yelling? There's too much lovey-dovey stuff. I mean, I like Carly and the Olivia scene, and I like Carly and Lucy, but I'm like, where's all the anger? Like, I need some anger here.
And remember, you guys, I'm a big Carly fan, so, yeah.
Yeah, we can't say too many bad things about Carly.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, I mean, if it's relevant, but if you're just trashing her to trash her.
Oh, no, I'm not
like,
trashing her. I love Carly. I'm just saying, I thought there was going to be, like, some angerness or something, like her yelling at Olivia for not telling her or something. Like,
oh
there was nothing.
Yeah.
It was too lovey-dovey for me.
Oh, no. So Carly won the mad at Lulu.
Huh?
Carly won the mad at Lulu for not telling Carly about Dante.
No, she was just like, she told her, you have to stick up for your man, and like, it looked like Carly was going to cry too. I mean, I know she's going to be mad at Jax, because I like, heard that, I mean,
well,
supposedly
you know,
she moved in with Jason, but.
Hey, whoa! Sorry, I love the Jason-Carly relationship, so that
just
me.
I know, Steve Burr and Laura Wright would be like, so cute together, if he wasn't with ever, if he never could be with Liz again.
You know what, no, I want Jason and Liz, because they can be friends with him.
I know.
But can I say something here? I am sick of everyone picking on Michael. Because, you know what? The kid had a brain injury. You know, he wakes up, he got shot in the head by that psycho bitch, Claudia. And, you know what? Everyone thinks, oh, he's going to just act normal. We all know, dumbasses, that he had a brain injury. And, you know what? I'm not condoning people getting killed, but Claudia took away his happy childhood, in a sense. So for Michael to kill Claudia, I was not mad. I wasn't upset. So for everyone to rag on Sunny today about, oh, I can't believe you saw Dante. Real people, no one knew. Sunny did not wake up that morning and say, oh, I think I'm going to kill my long-lost son today.
That's what I was saying. I kind of, like, even though obviously I'm not a big of a Sunny fan, but I kind of how hated, like, people were saying, like, oh, like, today when, like, people was all like, well, when Christina and Molly was all like, well, you know, Sunny, like, it's kind of both ways with me, but, like, Sunny shouldn't have, like, he should have known what that you're not supposed to kill undercover. I'm like, but he did not know that was his son. I mean, like, when you're a monster... And when you're a mobster, you feel betrayed. When you feel betrayed, there's no nigga. You don't feel sorry for nobody. I mean, when you feel betrayed, especially like something that he felt like Dante did, not only as his son, of course he's going to shoot him. I mean, like, come on. I mean, but at the same time, I can kind of say that Sonny should have, like, you know, I mean, Molly said that he could have handled it a little better. Some situations he put himself in, we don't really have to. I mean, like, I don't know.
I just think that's how Sonny is. That's how he's always going to be. He's not going to change. And, like, just because that was his son, which he didn't even know. And even
right.
if he won't,
exactly.
yeah, he didn't know he wouldn't
you
do
know
it.
What?
But I liked, okay, I really loved Morgan and Molly's faces today when Michael said,
I know!
I killed them. Because it was priceless. They looked like, what the hell? Are we in a dream or something? Like, it looked like they didn't believe him.
Oh, yeah,
right.
And you know. Another thing I want to point out is, you know, on another show, and I'm not saying which one, how dare he say, oh, you know, this is the second, I mean, this is really Sonny's first biological child. He never thinks of Michael in the biology sense. And, that makes me mad because he loved Michael. Jason and Sonny both raised him. And I'm sorry, I was never an AJ fan. I'm sorry, I wasn't.
Me
either.
Not really a fan of any quarter memes except for Emily.
You know what? I like Monica. I do.
I like Monica. I really like their scenes when she was in hospital with oh my gosh, I love those scenes with him and Monica. It actually felt like son and mom, they haven't did it in a long time. It actually felt like mom and son at that time, like really. They were so touching and they really like cared about each other. I was like so happy when that happened. I really want her to find out that's her grandson though, because I know she would. do some.
Well, I guess nobody's gonna come to my show on Sunday because they all hate my man.
Wait! I'm coming.
I know, but you're the only one that likes Michael. Everybody hates Michael,
even though
I have now 22 followers on my Twitter
for him. Tanya, is there any way you could come to Heather's show on Sunday, please? It's only a half an hour long. Hello? Okay. Is there any way you could come to have the show on Sunday?
Yeah, I can. I'm like, is it like, I need to just know, like, the number and the time and stuff like that. I just need to figure out what's the time and place and stuff. I mean, not place, but, like, the time and everything. Yeah, I could come.
Okay, Heather, why don't you give her your Twitter thing, and then she could find me on your Twitter page.
Yeah, she could find... Yeah, since you finally added it after, like, 2 days of me making it.
Okay, you know what? Okay, let's be nice to me.
I'm just kidding.
I know. But no, okay. I just... You know what? I do miss the bickering of the Cormans. I do miss that. But I just want to... You know what? I want people to start picking on Michael, Elizabeth, Lulu, Carly, Jason, and Sunny. You know what? Yes, they are not perfect people, but if we were perfect in our everyday life, and if we were not redeemable every day, people will probably hate us, too.
Yeah. I liked Tracy's face today, too, when Liz told her that Dante was Sunny's son. She looked, like, all shocked. It was really funny.
I know, that was funny.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to see it, but, you know, it's angering me right now that, you know, they, you know what, it's uncalled for what they are doing as Sam. I mean, sorry, Liz. And Sam is not... And Sam, you know what, I'm sick of all the Sam lovers out there saying, well, Elizabeth, you know, needs to pay. No, dumbasses. Sam needs to pay for all of her crimes. Now, what did you guys think of that?
I feel she's a good guy. I mean, like, that's the way she could pay for me, but I mean, like, they really don't want to do that. They could just, I don't know, put her, like, I don't know, they could just make her life miserable, like, have her, like, I don't know, be with Lucky. They both miserable, so they might as well just be together. I mean, anything, like I said, anything.
What?
Who I said she needs to be manless.
Okay, you know, Rance, a girl, I agree with you. Sam never owned anything. Hey, Smokey.
She doesn't.
No, she does not. And you know what? At least Elizabeth does own her crap. You know what? It's not Saint Elizabeth. No one has. Elizabeth never put her thing on being saint.
It's just that she doesn't, like, what, she doesn't make herself a saint. Y'all, they just call her saint because they think that. It's like she, like, y'all never see her on the premises and y'all never run. And, like, she, like, when Lucky was doing all that, I mean, like, she was just like, yeah, okay, but you could, like, he could have calmed down a little bit. He was just, like, yelling at her like she was, like, I mean, like, she's having a, like, she has a tough life, too. I mean, like, she probably just didn't want to be mean to you and tell you that she didn't really want to be with you. I mean, like, it's not her fault. I mean, she was just trying to protect you, just like when she was trying to make it be your child. Like, she was just trying to make you happy, and look at the things she did when she's just trying to make people life happy and work with that. I know, in a way, she could have just, like, told the truth on some things, but, I mean, like, it was hard for her. She got... 2 kids, she loves Jason, but she just don't think she could, she doesn't think she could be one because of their danger, but so she just didn't have no choice, and you know, Nick was just reeled her in,
you know,
like,
what, and you know what, she never really lied to Jason about Jake, and even Jason has said that, you know, so, you know what, and ever since I saw Lucky going psycho on Liz with Nick, I'm sorry, but I'm not a Lucky fan. I wasn't a Lucky fan before, you guys, but I'm not a Lucky fan anymore.
I was really never a Lucky fan. I just really just wanted to see was he going to do things to ruin him and Elizabeth. I was never his fan. I was just always Jason's fan and Elizabeth and, you know, other people in, like, General House. But, you know, like, the main people was Jason and Elizabeth. Like, it's just, like, so weird just not seeing them together. Because it's, like, and it's, like, since Jason was sending up, like, he don't, like, Elizabeth's just a friend. It's, like, he don't remember nothing they had together half of the time. Like, when he was talking in that church, he was acting like, okay, yeah, you and Elizabeth, like, I really want to try to get back together because I got to take care of Jake and I have my own life. That's how he was kind of saying. I'm like, Jason, like, please don't do this. Not right now.
Wait. I don't hate Blackie. I just miss Greg Bonner. Okay, Heather. I mean, that's fine. I've never been a Lucky fan. I mean...
Yeah, well, my main reason for being addicted to Daryl Hospital was Sunny. And, well, and Tamara Braun. But that was, like, in 2003 when I started watching.
Well, you know what? I'm a big Laura White fan. So I was glad when...
Like,
you know, I mean, I feel sad when Tamara Braun left. But when they got Laura White, I'm like, oh, that's awesome, blah, blah, blah.
See, I thought I was never going to like anyone after Tamara Braun, especially because before Laura White, they had some girl, Jennifer, whatever.
Oh, my
like,
God,
it,
yeah.
It was terrible. I wanted to shoot her with a gun. She was, like, so terrible. I was like, you're the worst actress on the planet.
Yep.
Laura White was the best fit for Carly.
What?
Laura Wright was the best fit for Carly.
Exactly my thing. And you know what? When they brought Sarah Brown back, there wasn't a Carly to play Claudia Zuccola. I'm like, okay. That was good, but that was also bad.
Yeah, I actually like how Sarah Brown played Claudia. She was just like, I just really wanted her out of the picture, but I like Sarah Brown like herself. She was like, well, she was kind of like weird, though. She had a big head and like an extra small body and big boobs. I was like, you kind of disform. You're like not formed right, but I really like... I mean, like, Laura Wright, she's been, like, the most aggressive, like, don't take nothing. It's not even Carly that she plays. It's, like, Laura Wright, she has, like, it looks like she has experience, and she, like, really, like, she just plays Carly good. It's, like, all the other people who played Carly made her, like, kind of, like, not Carly, made her weak, and she just made her strong and don't take nothing from nobody. That's why I like Laura Wright. And I love her hair, so.
Well, you know what, and you know what I love? I love how Lulu and Carly kind of really actually in real life are past the sisters.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
they all look,
I mean,
like, all the Spencers look more like they should be related because, like, all their hair, like, almost kind of matches into them.
I know it's a lot of people that on General Hospital that aren't really, like, really related, but they actually look like they can be related, like, for real. Like, Dante and Sunny are the most, like, the two people that I always thought, like, really, like, because, you know, they both look Mexican or Puerto Rican, whatever they is, but, yeah.
And well, yeah, and, but no, I feel the way they are trusting Becky. Okay, if you want to trust Becky, we are going to trust Kelly.
Right, exactly. If y'all want to keep on saying how Elizabeth, like on Soap Central, some of their boys, they always have something bad to say about it. A board always has something bad. It's like a topic. And it's like, Liz is a crybaby. I'm looking like, whatever. Y'all going to be seeing Sam crying about a month or so it wouldn't matter to me. Y'all could call her whatever. She still got people by her side. I wonder how Becky feels about, like, that stuff.
Well, okay.
I don't think it bothers her, because I would think if it bothered her, she would just be like, I'm leaving the show.
Right.
You know, my opinion is, I'm sorry, I've been way too quiet. I haven't really, you know, been open about this, but I'm sick and tired of Becky getting trashed. Laura White getting trashed as Carly. You know what? I'm just sick of it, because you know what? They are not perfect. Neither Lynn or Carly are perfect, but compared to what Sam has done, they look like Mother Teresa, really.
No, Carly
definitely.
Like,
when people, like, start trashing them, like, the actors, because, like, they're playing them on TV. She's not really Liz.
like she's Rebecca Hurst.
Yeah, they always use Becky's name, and I'm looking like, no, she's not really Elizabeth. Do you guys know that, or do us fans have to tell you guys that? I mean, she's Rebecca. I mean, she just plays Elizabeth, even though y'all shouldn't be doing that to either one. But, I mean, like, if y'all go sit there and trash Becky just for Elizabeth's storyline, it's like that you guys are wrong, because...
Yeah.
We don't do that to Kelly. I really just frankly don't care too much for Kelly. I mean, like, I really don't like her character, but you know, me not knowing her like that, I really don't care too much for her.
Well, you know what? I just feel like, you know, this fan base, the Liaison fan base, has been really good fan base because we don't go out swinging against Zade Sam. But you know what? I don't see why we aren't. Because every day Becky's been trashed. Becky's been trashed for a complete 2 months. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it because, okay, so what's each up with Nicholas? You know what? They were not even married. You know, to be honest, they were not married. You know what? They were engaged. And you know what? Sam slept with both Rick and Carly.
Yeah, that's
Did
true.
Did you say Carly?
What?
Yeah, you said Rick and Carly, I think.
Yeah, you said
oh,
Rick
God.
And Carly. And I was about to say,
we Oh, that would be sick, too. But, no, Rick and Sam. And no one ever said a damn thing about that. No one ever said, no one trashed Sam for sleeping with Rick. Jason Modu enemy.
Yeah, and Jason was mad at her and then has still taken her back now. Like, why
that's
would you ever take her back after that?
Yes, it's like she is like the point that I can see him. Sam didn't do this because she did, and you know he gave it another try. But even though they're still gonna break up, because you know they're already together. But I can see if she didn't do all that stuff. But it's like Jason doesn't realize this. Like she have to say something for him to remember, snap back into the reality. Because Sam is not it. She's just a lying, cheating whore. She just is. I don't care what nobody says. She's a piece of trash that he needs to throw away. He needs to take
exactly.
Carly, this little thing always come up when you send me a message. It's like little boxes I can't read.
Oh, really? Okay, I will. You too, because all you have to do is click on the squirrel and then you.
I can't read what you're typing.
Oh my God! Okay, Liaison talk about Sam too much for me. Don't feed the pig, Lily.
Did you like how I said your best friend is in the chat?
Yeah.
I was kidding, because I'm your best friend, right?
Well, you and Kelly y'all. Okay, wait. Here's what Liaison finally says. I don't even talk about her. I don't even discuss her because in mocking, when you don't talk about someone, it's not giving them attention. Well, I'm fed up. I am so, oh God, Heather, please calm me down in about 2 seconds, okay? I'm fed up. I'm fed up. And you know what? We will talk about how fucked up Sam is.
Yeah
we will.
I am sick of everyone saying, oh, this is the problem. This, oh, my God, this killed doing them. You know, I'm mad. I'm mad.
They got
at least that one guy isn't calling in anymore, like, trashing all of TV.
Well, okay, don't say that because, you know, once
don't
you...
call.
And I'm also, like, not for the blame the people who are talking about her because, like, I feel like them writers are, like, they making Rebecca's character like that, and they shouldn't even be doing that to her. I mean, like, those people that's talking about her don't know what they're talking about. They just happy that they either have the people they want together, they're together, and they have her messed up like that because this is as much as Lucky Paul than it is Elizabeth Paul and Nicholas because I don't care. She slept with Nicholas. Oh, boo-hoo, who cares? I don't care. She's going to be fishing and in.
I only care because it's gross, because that's her fiance's brother. And Nicholas
this
is
giving this.
Yeah, that's the only problem I had. I was looking like, okay, he could have did something different. But, you know, I mean, like, it's done and over with now. I mean, I'm not going to just, like, keep it over her forever. But, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, that was his brother. She could have just, like, slept with, like, I don't know.
See, my main reason for Elizabeth not to be pregnant is that Nicholas, if it is his baby, he's a terrible father. We barely ever see his sister.
And you know what? If the spoilers are true, oh my God, okay. Smokey, I'm with you, Cyber. I will never talk about Sam. Okay, am I wrong for talking about Sam, you guys? I mean, it is so, isn't it?
Yeah, you can talk about whatever you want. Like, on my show on Sunday, I'm talking about Michael the whole time, but then again, it's a Drew,
you know what?
It's a Drew thing.
You know what? I'm sorry, but after Becky and Liz and Trask, for the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I am freaking pissed off. And I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. And
yeah,
no
someone said that she's going to try to kill herself. And I was like, Liz would not try to kill herself. That is stupid. If she was going to do that, she would have done that a long time ago.
You know what? I'm just mad. And why can't I, you know, I mean, you know, Heather, I just, like I told you, I have been quiet. I have been a lot more quiet on my own show, but I'm not going to be quiet anymore. You give Liz this freaking pregnancy, and, you know, you think this fan base is going to say, yeah, we want another baby. We do not want another fan base. We don't want another baby. We never want another.
I'm just hoping soon they will age her kids. Like, Cameron should be, like, 15 by now, not...
Yeah, like how they did Michael. They were 1 year past, and they... 1 year past, and they had made Michael, 16 or 17, one of those.
No, but I was mad when they did that, because then all of a sudden Christina was aged, and Molly and Morgan. I'm like, Michael's
yeah, I know.
For any of them. Not all at the same time.
You know what? It probably had something to do with the salary and the money, and... If you guys gonna do it now, they might as well do it, you know. Oh, I love Wansigo. She goes, I think Elena is going to do something to her. Yeah, Elena probably is, and Jason's gonna ride on his white horse and save the friggin' day, like always.
Yeah, to Sam it would be his black horse. Sam wears too much black for me. Like, are you going to a funeral? Like,
exactly. Oh my gosh, Sam!
You know, I guess I'm just mad, and Tanya, you found me, I guess, on Twitter.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay, is it okay if I follow you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can find me too.
Okay.
My
well, yeah.
The one for Drew is We Love DG.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just that Sam makes Jason boring, and he already does my business, like, every day. We need somebody that brings him out more, and that's Elizabeth. That's the only person who does bring him out. Sam just makes him, like, do the same stuff all the time. She wants to be a PI and a mob girl. So, I mean, like, it's boring watching that because we already have to see Jason do that, like, 24/7. I wanted him to see him do more stuff. And Elizabeth knows about all this stuff because she's a nurse. So, like, that she knows about all outside. Jason knows all about shipments and all this other kind of stuff.
I feel like Sam just whines him too much. Like, Sam's like, well, he's like, what are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about that? Let him do his job. He's going to do it when he does it. And, like, leave him alone. Like, go away. Disappear. Like, go to Ireland for a couple of days or something.
I know, right? She just is boring. She just, it's like, yeah, she does whine a lot, too.
Yeah. Hey, Carly, your friend left.
I know. Was I saying anything wrong, you guys? Anything offensive?
No, I think you were saying everything right. I know you're really, really mad, though. I could tell you, but you were saying everything right. I mean, there's nothing wrong about it. We all agree on, like, everything, so.
Oh, God, and you know what? Ransaga in here goes, Jason Boy have never forgiven her over what she did. Look how long it took him to forgive Robin.
Ugh, don't even get me started, Robin. She is annoying me with this whole Patrick. Why didn't you tell me about Dante? I'm like,
No, thank you for bringing her up, because I wanted to, but, you know, I didn't know, like, if I should yet, but, like, she is so annoying. Why didn't you tell me? And, duh, you would have ended up telling Sunny just how she was talking. I was looking like, yeah.
Yeah, because Sunny is a brother to her, so she would tell him.
I was like, don't be nagging to Patrick about why he's losing. But he didn't even mean to over here. He was like, no, that's Olivia's business.
No,
I'm not.
He made him so mad that he asked Lisa out for coffee.
A beer. Yeah, he asked her for a beer.
Oh, okay.
I was like, Patrick.
You know what? The thing is, you know, Robin and Sunny had the same kind of friendship than Jason and Carly do in a way. Because Robin would have told Sunny about Dante.
Yeah, I like Robin just today and like yesterday. I'm like, just like, shut up already.
Heaven
knows. I mean, I'm glad we, you know, you are calling and I'm getting to know you too. But
yeah.
I love Lulu, but why? I mean, heaven knows this. But I did not condone what she did last week with Liz.
Oh, yes, she was.
What about her with Sunny? With Sunny, I thought, like, they were going to literally, like, you know, like, I thought that Julie was going to, like, pass out from all her anger these last 2 weeks.
I know she was doing good with, like being mad. She was, like, she was just cool. I was like, wow. I thought she was
I think she should, like, get another Emmy, but, like, she just won one last year, so who knows?
Yeah, she should, because that was really good. She was.
Hey,
like,
Heather.
Yeah.
Heather, can you do this album for 1 second? Because I have to do something really quick.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. See, you're a really good co-host. You know.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna do great on Sunday. Just my advice, if you have a lot of calls, just don't have everyone speaking over everyone.
Yeah.
You know, what did you guys think of the whole, Leonard Hospital couldn't come up with a name for Franco instead of Franco?
I thought it was retarded. It's like Roddy and Dominic, because those are their real names, too. I'm like, are you serious? Like, you can't think of a name? Like, there's no names out in the world.
Yeah, and Franco, I mean, that is just, and, you know, it didn't dawn on me until, like, he was, like, 4 episodes in.
I mean, I didn't really have a problem with the whole Frankie thing. I mean, like, I thought it was, like, a good, like, in a way, like, kind of in the beginning, it was kind of a good distraction, like, to me, it kind of was, because, you know, he was really, really psycho, but, like, I mean, like, he did know his stuff about Jason. He knew too much about Jason. It was like, I was surprised how much he knew he didn't know about Jake. I was so hoping that he was going to find out.
You know what? I think he will. I think he does.
I'm not looking forward to him coming back.
Me either. I think, but I heard that he was coming back in, like, April or something like that.
Yeah. I heard it's something to do with, like, James Franco and some art show in New York, but I was like, that's retarded because they take Jarrah Hospital in L.A., so why wouldn't it be an art show in L.A.?
Heather,
yeah.
They live, Post House is an hour away of, okay.
I know, I'm just saying, it's retarded.
Yeah, like, I was like, artist. I was like, cool, he's an artist. We really don't care. But, and then it started getting to him knowing about Jason and being crazy, wanting to meet him and stuff like that. And I was like, okay. That's a little kind of better because nobody wants to just see a person that's an artist in an art show. You know, since everybody's saying that Elizabeth was a painter and he was, I thought it was going to be some kind of connection before he left or anything. But, you know, that was the only thing I was hoping for was something to happen with Elizabeth, but nothing that happened. So I thought it was a waste of my time.
You know what? I still think Franco and Elena are working together.
I'm sorry, that's just weird. Like, okay, when Luke rescued her, she literally looked like she was about to die.
Yes, she did.
She was so old.
Okay.
Helena is, like, she is devious. You will be so shocked to what she would do, though.
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't be too surprised, you know. I mean, it's a lot of stuff that just come out of nowhere and you wouldn't think it would happen.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was a pointless storyline. Okay. And you know what? I'm going to save this, too, because I can. Come on, people. Call in to 347-850-8721. You know, you guys, they are a barrel day and time instead of Wednesdays in case I move the show. I mean, but we would get more callers. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I just think I think the problem is, at least for me, because, like, I've posted to my friends all the time, but, like, most of my friends on Twitter live on the East Coast, and it's, like, 11 o'clock or whatever, so it might just be late. It might just be the time that's the problem. I don't know.
So if I had a couple, okay. Okay, and you guys, I have something I really want to say. You know when Lulu and Carly and Sam were kidnapped? If it was Lulu, Carly, and Liz being kidnapped, you know Jason would save both Carly and Liz and Lulu all. You know what? He would probably have Jason, Sonny go help him with Carly, and go get Zani and Spinelli to get Lulu and go save Liz. And during the whole thing, he never said, I'm going to go save the love of my life. He said to someone, Franco or whoever, I'm going to go save my friends. He did not call Sam the love of his life.
That's good. I would have been happy if he would have just, like, if the mom would just run off. I mean, like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jason is, like, right now, he's, like, not thinking. He's just, like, rushing.
You know what? You know what? I mean, you guys believe that Sam is going to break up, too, right? I mean.
Well, I believe it because, like, the spoilers I read in, like, Soaptown USA. Well, I don't know. I'm debating on that with them because, like, this week, Todd wasn't so, well, I know this is on the list to live, but, like, Todd wasn't even named once in the spoilers, and, like, all this week he's been on, so I'm, like, confused. I'm like, are these right or are these wrong?
Hey, I mean, like, he's been off a little bit. He has not been thinking. He's just, like, it's not really him no more. Jason usually knows what to do, and, like, he could get himself out of stuff. Now he's just, like, I mean, like, and Sam is just trying to, I feel like she's just trying to take evidence to suck up to Jason or get, like, into Jason's heart more. I mean, like, because if they was not together with her, she would not be knowing about Sonny. She would not have tried to go take no evidence or nothing like that.
Well, yeah, I totally agree with you. And you know what? And don't kill me, you guys, because I'm cute, too. But I'm a big Spinelli fan.
No, I love Spinelli. I just want him to come out more. I hate that he just always has to do, like, computer stuff. I mean, I don't have no problem with him doing for Jason, but I mean, like, it's just I want him out more. I want him out there, like, how, like, Jason and Sonny, not, like, exactly them, but, you know, I look close to it.
Yeah,
I mean,
but,
like,
you know, I mean, I do like the Jason and Sonny relationship. I mean, the Jason and Spinelli relationship, I've always liked that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I love how he cares for Spinelli. You know, he might have, like, in situations where he just want to hurry up and get stuff done. You know, he might have his times with Spinelli, but he just be really wanting to get stuff done. But in his heart, Jason really loves Spinelli.
Oh, yeah, and you know why? With, Carly, sorry to tell you, but Spinelli probably won't be on for a while because Bravo have to have surgery on his foot. Okay, did you have to break my heart? Really?
I'm sorry.
Did you really have to do that? Did you really have to break my arm? Because you know how much I'm in love with Spinelli.
He's crying right now.
No, I'm just upset because I love my Spinelli fix.
No,
you sound like you're crying.
I'm just saying that
I'm
because
not really crying, but it just makes me mad because, okay, if we are not going to see Spinelli, we might see more of that slut. Wait. Oh, okay. You know what, Ram? So, yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, Ram, so. See, I know. Okay, you know, Ram, so. The Zay Sam pimple. But I think that was forced on him for the writers. I don't think, you know, he still really cares about Elizabeth. God, what does Spinelli call Zaquan? I love that nickname, but I cannot think of it.
Huh?
That nickname that Spinelli called Zake. Blue Zake.
I never heard him call Zake a name, unless I just forgot.
Okay. Oh my God, okay. We need to hey, Molly, because he's the one pipping Zaytam to get married. I agree with you on that, you guys. I totally agree with you.
But then again, that's her sister, so obviously she would be doing that.
Well, okay, when she finds out that the sister, her own sister slept with her father, how on the CNN are you going to be?
Yeah, true.
Oh, the fraud. Oh, thanks, Ransagirl. Ransagirl, call us. Call in, but we can't have everyone on the line. I'm mad. I'm mad about how some of these stories are going. And, you know, Talia, do you watch One Life to Live?
I love One Life to Live. I'm mad about Rex and Gigi right now.
I'd
have to disagree. I got sick of them.
You actually what?
I said I gotta disagree. I got sick of them.
I know. I'm mad. I'm not mad about them not being there. I'm mad at G, like how she like how like because I am kind of a Rex fan. You know, I'm not too much of a fan of him like a lot like anymore. But like I felt like she kind of did him bogus like by breaking up with him and how she did everything. How she like because I loved the Adriana Rex. I was a big fan of Adriana Rex, and I was mad when that happened. So you know, I kinda,
you know
yeah,
what I love the Rex and Bo relationship. I love that relationship. I mean, you know, their friendship is just really nice, and it has evolved over time. Okay,
yeah,
you guys. Rex was best when he was with Zen. I did like Zen and Rex. Poe Jessica. I've been scared. Oh, you've been skipping on the missed stuff. I'm just, but
yeah.
We all know Stacy Stacy's going to die soon. Well, you know why? Wouldn't that, you know who Stacy remind me of, you guys? You guys?
Who?
Sam.
What?
Well,
you can't,
come on.
You can't compare the two.
Actually, their slutty outfits, I can.
Oh, you said outfits. I thought you said actresses.
No. I love Crystal Hunt. But they're little sexy little one numbers. And I guess even the guys are tired of it. Oh, and did you guys know this?
I think Crystal should come and play Michael's girlfriend. I would, like, so be down for that.
What did you think about Tanya? Tanya, you're still here, right? Hello, Tanya?
Hello?
Okay, good.
You said think about what? I mean, like about what?
Oh, well, Heather, what was I asking?
You said something about Stacy and Sam being
Sam and Stacy from One Life are both dressing like slutty.
But I actually like Crystal, huh? I like how she she acts. I love how she acts.
Okay, well, I'm all about TNT. That would be Todd and Taya and Stella and Cole. Yeah, you know, and, and another topic we need to cover tonight is what's great. I haven't seen AMC all week, but I've been getting mass complaints about what's going on there.
I haven't seen today's yet because it's not on YouTube, but, like, yesterday I was watching, and I'm like, okay, why does David's house look different? And it was so weird. And I had seen pictures on Twitter because Christelle had posted a picture of Wild Wind, like, the new one. So, like, I looked at it, and I was like, okay. So, it's in a set, but everything else was the same. So, I was like, did they move to LA or did they not? Like, I was so confused, but I haven't watched today's yet.
Yeah, I mean, like, Erica and Ryan are together, and Greenlee came back, and Kendall and Zach are still out of town somewhere, and, it's kind of the same. Like, I mean, Greenlee's going to start going crazy now because she wants revenge because Ryan is with Erica, of all people, to her, because that's, like, one of her enemies, but, I mean, I kind of find them kind of cute, you know? I mean, I loved Anissa, Ryan, and Greenlee before, but, you know, since she's been gone for a long time, I kind of got used to Ryan and Erica. So,
you know, I agree with you on that. I mean, you know, I don't want to say everyone's complaining about that, and I hate old couples getting back together. This is so old. What are you talking about, Heather?
I'm talking about Natalie and John. They were
Natalie and John.
No, I like them. They just were together when I first started watching, like, so long
ago. I know, yeah. I do like them, too, but I kind of don't want them, like, back together.
Okay.
I mean, like, they're really cute, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but, you know, it's different from Jason and Liz because we really haven't got a chance. And Natalie and Zom were together for over 3 years.
I love Brody and Jessica. They're, like, party, like, right now. That keeps me, like, I really, like they're, like, my one, like, real, like, couple kind of in a way because they're really cute. And Brody is so cute. So, yeah. I don't really find Marty too good for John. Like, she's kind of, like, you know, first when she came back, she was, like, out there, but now she's, like, kind of getting back into the shadows a little bit.
Well, yeah, I agree with you on that. Heather, are you leaving me?
Huh?
Tanya, are you still here, Tanya?
Yeah.
Okay. Heather, are you going to... Okay, I was at Becky wanting her pregnancy to be. I don't believe that.
You don't believe what?
That Becky wanted her pregnancy witching in.
I kind of don't. I mean, I kind of don't believe it because I think that was that she wouldn't like. I mean, if she does, I mean, it's still not a problem. But I mean, that doesn't sound like something she would say because it's kind of like. Nobody wants it in unless it's with Jason, but I mean, like, other than that, it's going to be kind of a waste of everybody's time. Because I'm not going to watch if it's somebody else's, especially if it's Nicholas's baby, because I know if it's not going to end up being Jason, it's going to be Nicholas, and I don't want to see Cassidy.
Well, yeah, you can stick around for a half an hour, right? Tanya, or do you have to go?
No, I don't have to go. I think I can stay for a half. Yeah.
Good. Okay. I mean, I could do it by myself, but I would just be talking to myself and you know what? Okay, fine. I just don't understand, but that's what it's been said. Well, you know what? Yeah, maybe it's been said, but I feel like Jason and Liz are coming. And I feel
they are. It's just taking too long. It's just like urban people nervous because it's like we waited so long and it's like so annoying.
And so you believe that they are coming too?
Yes, I've been waiting ever since they broke up. I was always hoping that they was going to get back together, even though they had
a bad
breakup.
Yeah, I don't believe all this shit, excuse my friends, about they say I'm gay married. I don't, do you?
No. If Jason ever did that, I think I would lose all respect for him. I swear. Like, I love Jason so much, and that's going to break my heart if he did that with Sam. I swear. It's going to make me, like, break down in tears.
Well, you know what? And a lot of people can hate Jason. I've never hated Jason.
I can't hate him. It's so hard. It's so hard to hate him. It's like sometimes you're mad at him, want to him, but you're like, no, I can't do it. It's like Jason.
Man, so cool. Yeah, you know what? But you know, trouble.
Who?
You know what happened in like July when, you know, they slept together. It wasn't that they slept together. Sam practically molested him.
Yeah. I mean, she just doesn't deserve happiness like the way Elizabeth sitting here getting tortured and what all the stuff that Sam did. She barely got nothing. I mean, she gets Jason back, the man that loves Elizabeth. She gets him back she gets a reward. She gets Jason as a reward for doing everything she did, but Elizabeth gets a slap in the face for the good things that she tried to do. I mean, I just don't get it. Can't, like, Elizabeth just be happy for once with Jason? And I hate, like, when they always had conversations, her and Jason, I hated, like, how they always said, a dream. I mean, yes, it's a dream, but you can make your dream come true if you just try it. I mean, like, I hate it when they always said that. I mean, like, you guys want to be together, just let it happen.
You know what, and you know what I feel like? You know, everyone is so judgmental of Jason and Sunny. And, you know, I'm not. I mean, what Sunny did, you know, when I saw the gun go off, I know this is wrong, but I kind of said yay because it was one time that Jason wasn't involved in this.
Oh, my gosh, exactly. He's actually not going to jail for once for something that he didn't do. And I just liked the way Sonny kind of said it. I really am a big Dante fan, but the way he said it, he was like, goodbye, detective. I thought it was so cute. But, I mean, like, yeah, I was wrong. But, you know, I thought it was a good scene, though. I thought they were both great in the scene. I mean, like, it's, I don't know.
You know what? And, you know, all those people that, you know, what, one, you know, spoil thinking of the ladies on won't come, they are idiots. I'm sorry. You know, and they are coming and they say I'm breaking up and I am going to be happy. I am going to be so happy when it's done, when they say I'm over, and we don't have to look in her face.
It's just so annoying. Like, it's just that I really want to, like, say, it's, like, so much I want to say because it's so annoying knowing that they're together. Like, they had their chance. That's what I'm getting at. It's like Jason and Elizabeth didn't get anything. Like, they got something, but we were thinking it to lead to more and all they, and then y'all just have them break up because of danger. Nobody wants to hear that excuse. You see Carly life. I mean, look at all the stuff that Jackson
did. Thank you, yes.
And you're telling me that Jason being a monster is danger. I mean, like, everybody's life in Portia, everything, something happened to everybody in there. everything. Even Robin and Patrick, they even have problems with their doctors. They get involved in stuff somehow, and it's not because of Jason, so... whatever.
You know, when that's why I'm... you know what, I just... The thing is... I am this sick. People saying... hopefully. I am sick of everyone saying, oh, well, they say it won't happen because Gusa won't love. Well, I think Gusa is finally waking the hell up and breaking those two up because Jason and Sam do not bring in the freaking ratings. They have
they
never won.
They make you want to fall asleep. They do not bring in any ratings. They might think they do, but it's really other stuff that's happening on the show. I think the only thing that's going to be bringing them ratings up is probably the whole Sunny and Dante thing. But other than that, Sam and Jason are not bringing the ratings up. Jason and Elizabeth, on the other hand, yes, but not Jason and Sam.
Exactly. Okay. Ladies on the Wheel, never be able to last. Who's Stalky? Who's Stalky? Tanya, who's Stalky?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, maybe that's Becky Hoost. I just think, and then Heather wrote, are you in this album or you're not?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay. I'm just telling you what's coming out of this album. Heather goes, I think if Jason and Sam got married, Jason would leave her at the altar. Jason is not in love with her. At all. Jason
That's
is in love
who
with
could. The Heather that was on the show?
Yeah, Heather was being funny.
Oh.
I think Star. No. Oh, no. Oh, okay. Yeah. You know what, Dan? You know, what other subs did you watch too?
Which subs do I watch?
What?
Did you say which subs do I watch?
Yeah.
I watch YNR, AMC, One Life to Live, and General Hospital. And you know, once in a while, I take a glimpse at Days of My Life, but you know, I really don't know that much. I mean, I know stuff from, like, the past time, like, scenes and episodes like that, but, like, I haven't been, like, up on it this, like, season or month or year or whatever.
You know, I'm just, he thinks he doesn't deserve what he gets not. He wants versus Liz. Jason and Liz are couple forever and Jake. You know, and another thing I'm going to bring up is on all three soaps right now, you have no constant storyline that anyone is really okay. I'm bringing someone on the line.
Okay.
Hey.
Hi, it's
Hi.
Me. How are you?
Hi.
That's
good.
Great. I just wanted to talk about YNR that I did see YNR this week, and it was pretty good. The thing with Adam is coming around. Ashley is suspicious.
I know.
And, that was pretty good.
I know it was super good.
Yeah, it was, because she's beginning to figure it out. And,
yeah.
What else happened? Oh, and I watched B&B with Hope and that photographer guy. He's a nutcase.
Oh, okay.
That was good. It's good. YNR and B&B is good. You know, they have issues. You know, no soap is 100%. You're not going to get
I swear, it. Not at all.
But, I mean, as far as the storytelling goes, I'm enjoying the stories. You know, it's a lot of complaints, you know, on some of the boards I go on about YNR and, you know. But so far it's good. I didn't see
I like YNR because I like how Adam's trying to act so stupid, but, you know, Ashley doesn't want to seem crazy, but, you know, she knows something's up. And
well,
I just,
Adam is working with Victor undercover.
No, Nick.
From
the
call.
And then Nick who working with Victor?
No, Adam and Victor are in cahoots to make it seem that he's disowned him so
what?
He can get close to Tucker McCall. Didn't you see the conversation outside the door when Victor said, you know, you got to make sure nobody finds out about this, and I'm sorry
oh
that I hit you so hard and all that stuff. That was staged.
OMG, I did not know that. I must have missed that part. Are
yeah,
you
that, that's,
yeah,
that was on the, yeah, that was staged. He said, I hope
so
I didn't hit
me
you
that
so hard.
The whole, so you're telling me the whole Nick
the
and
whole
Victor talk?
The whole thing between Adam and Victor is to make it seem that he's disowned him so he can get close to Tucker McCall. And they're trying to get Catherine's company back. That's what
about,
all that part is about.
What about Nick and Victor?
I don't know yet if Nick knows. I don't
I
think
like
anybody it. Knows. I think only Adam and Victor know.
Because today Nick and all
that's
Victor
why he
was,
did that thing in Restless Style. Now it's all beginning to pan out.
Because I thought Nick and Victor was talking. They were talking about how that whole thing with Adam and how they're trying to figure because they think something's going on with him right there. Because they're all starting. I thought they were all starting to get suspicious about him, but I guess not.
Well, I don't know, because I know he's working with Victor. That's a fact. Because he was saying, I hope I didn't hit you too hard. And no one can know that this isn't for real. They had a big conversation about it. They dialogued about it right outside the branch's door.
Oh,
Victor and
I
Adam.
Okay, I missed that because they have breaking news here, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because I was shocked. I was like, what? I mean, that was really a what the moment, because I had no clue that that was all staged. I really thought that Victor and Adam was at each other, but they're not.
Did that happen? Did that happen after Nick and what's her name talked before?
Huh?
Did that happen before Nick and Victor talk or after Nick and Victor talk?
I'm trying to think. All right, it happened when Victor. Remember when Victor was at the ranch and he told Ashley that she could keep the ranch?
Yeah.
Okay, when he was leaving, remember Adam was coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stepped outside. They were talking outside the door, you know. They were outside. He was leaving. And he said, I hope that, you know, I didn't hit you too hard. And remember, no one can know that we, you know, they went through all this trouble to make people think that Victor, he's on the outs with Victor. But he's not. They're working together because of Tucker McCall. They're trying to get Catherine's company back. So Adam was hired by Tucker. So I guess, you know, that's how they're going to work it. But I was shocked. I had no idea. I really thought that, you know, they were on the outs. And when I saw that scene, I was like, whoa, you know, this was a surprise. So that was, you know, kind of refreshing. And B&B is good. That photographer guy got drugged Hope because Hope overheard about Deacon being her father and, you know, all that conversation. It's really good. So she ran off in the car wound up in the photographer studio,
God.
And he drugged her, took off her clothes, and he was fixing to hit it. And just before he got ready to, you know, rape her, luckily Sandy and Nick came to confront him about when he raped Sandy. So Sandy ran up on the roof and everything, and then Nick ran after her, and then she got knocked down. So she's in the hospital now because she might lose the baby that she's caring for Nick and Bridget. And so I got to see tonight before I go to bed. I got to find out.
You guys, I'm sick right now.
What?
Frances Reed died.
Who?
Frances Reed. The one that played Alice.
What? When?
Okay. I was looking on Twitter this, you know. I was looking on Twitter, right?
Right.
And Ryan just posted it.
What?
Yeah, and anyway, you can...
Oh, that is sad. Well, you know, a lot of the vets, you know, they getting up there. Palmer was, the actor that played Palmer was in his almost 90. You know, so You know, we're going to lose some. Sorry to hear that, though.
Yeah. You know what? I just wish I could find, like, a reliable thing before I say this on air.
Yeah. Well, just say that, you know, you're not, it hasn't been confirmed.
You don't know.
Because some people play jokes on Twitter and Facebook, you know. Well, not so much Facebook, but, you know, on Twitter. And Becky's baby is due August the 9th. That was, and she wanted the pregnancy written in.
That's what I read, too.
She wanted it. Becky wanted it. It was her request.
I heard that she had an interview, and they was talking about how
she didn't. I don't think the pregnancy. It was the possibility that it wouldn't have been written in, but she wanted it, so that's why we have another.
You know what? But I still think we are gonna get laid on by summer. I don't care what anyone else says.
Well, you know, Jason wants to go around and be footloose and Francie free and go shoot the bad guys and then, you know, go investigate and blah, blah, blah. You know, he's like a hitman private eye now. So, you know, in Goose's world, that isn't conducive with being family. Although in other soaps, it doesn't matter. But, you know, in his mind,
you know what? But I think that
doesn't go with being a family man because, you know, he's rich enough to hire an army to babysit.
I swear he's
got to be there.
He's
richer. He's supposed to be richer than the Qs, according to Jack, back in 2003.
Yeah,
when he confronted Courtney.
The thing is, there's a lot of Liaison fans out there that are still here and still fighting, and we are not going to give up on this.
Well, you know, I don't really care anymore. I mean, I do want them, but I don't really think that the writing will be conducive to the way that I envision them. So I'm pretty happy being, you know, like writing my own fan fiction because I do miss their scenes and I do miss them on the screen. But I just really don't know if I would like the way that they would be written, to tell you the truth. I don't think that they will do them justice. I don't think they would give me the kind of love story that I want to see. So I really don't care at this point. I'm reading some fabulous fan fiction, and so I'm satisfied, you know. I want them. You know, like I say, I want them, but it's just a TV show for me. If I get them, fine. If I don't, fine. I don't care.
Okay, well,
you know,
that's not.
But I did see Days 2. I saw Days, and it was good. I just saw that on the website. I just got finished with Epi from yesterday, and Hope figured out about Carly's pregnancy. Her and Justin. So that was good. And Bo's that's his mother, right? She lit into him big time. She called him selfish and said, "You're just thinking about yourself, and you need to think about Sierra," and blah, blah, blah. It was good. It's been good, too. Been really good. And I don't know if Ethan is going to even give the baby back to Sammy because he's talking about he don't know if he's going to get a baby back.
Well, you know what? Okay.
He's going to try to ace Sammy out the baby's life. He hasn't decided yet or some stuff. He was talking just now. I just saw it. So I don't know what he's up to. He's got the baby hijacked, hiding the baby out, so I don't know.
Well, I'm just, you know, you know, with that, they should never, ever, ever gave EJ a kid. I'm sorry, I hate EJ. I've always hated EJ. Hello?
Uh-huh, I'm still here. I was just listening.
Yeah. You know, so yeah, it's just crazy and... You know, I'm just, you know, I'm, you know, I will be happy. Well, I won't be happy, but, you know, we are still just going to plug along in this, you know, days of our life is good right now, but I wish Sammy would get a baby back. She deserves it.
Yeah, her and Rafe broke up. He moved out. He said he was coming back.
I know. You know what? Yeah, another couple that I liked. Okay.
Should have got on her knees and say, please don't go. Come back. And then, yeah, I don't care who it is, anybody with who on that show.
Well, that's why
I enjoy it so much, because I can just watch it and be totally satisfied.
I don't have
any preferences or anything. I just roll with what they give me, you know. But I'm not like that with Jason and Elizabeth, because I've been with them since the beginning, and I'm pissed off. So it's different, you know, with them than it is with all the other shows. I don't care who's with who, except for
exactly.
Jason and Elizabeth.
Like,
that's the only one.
Happens.
That's the only one. That's the only one. When Jason was with Courtney, I didn't mind. I could watch him. You know, he was watchable.
Right
now, he is not watchable to me. I cannot watch him on the screen, period. I just can't. He's not watchable.
He's not Jason.
I mean, it's like, you know, and, you know, I haven't seen it, so I can't really talk about it because I haven't seen the show, so I don't really know what's going on.
Well, I'm not giving up, and I'm going to fight. I'm even, you know, if they continue this, I'm even going to go L.A. and start picking, you know, I don't care.
I am going to watch it. It's just that I haven't gotten to it yet because I like Dante. So I want to find out what happened with Dante.
Oh, he's fine.
And I heard that Scrubs pimped Sonny today, and everybody's on the thing talking about how Robin said something about Sonny, helping Sonny, or about the shoot.
Yeah, she called Patrick a jackass because Patrick didn't tell her about Sonny, and then he was all like, I felt like it was Olivia's choice, and she was all like, well, he's like, what would you have done if I would have told you? She was like, I would have, and she kept on kind of stuttering, and I forgot what she said after that, and then I was all like, you would have just told him. So, I mean, like, either way, I'm kind of on Patrick's side on it.
I have a phone call I've been waiting all night for. So I have another call on the line.
Bring it on.
Hey, you.
Hello. Hi, I just got out of my class, so I'm in my class.
Oh, I'm really, really happy that you got out of your class.
He let us start early tonight, which was really good. So.
Well, good, because I've been missing you, but just...
So, what are you guys talking about? Is everybody pissed off with what's happening on the show, or what's going to happen on the show?
Oh, yeah, we are all pissed. Yes.
Is this Talia on the phone, Talia?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So did she tell you about Liz is pregnant on the show now?
Yes. Becky had an interview. I had brought it up today, and I was all like, and then she just brought it up.
She wanted the pregnancy in Candy. Is that Candy?
No, that's Terry.
Terry, I'm sorry, Terry.
Hi,
I'm sorry. How you doing? Yes, Becky wanted it. Yeah, Elizabeth, Becky wanted the pregnancy written in.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going tomorrow and get it. But that's what
they said in her interview. She was talking about how they were having a baby and how they decided to have a baby.
She told them she wanted it in. So.
If they can listen to her about that, why couldn't they have listened to them talking about Liz and Jason? Because they both wanted
exactly.
it, you know?
That's what I just said. I said I don't understand it, but that's what she wanted, so, you know.
She
didn't push for them
Is it definitely going to be Nick's, or is it going to be his the father type of a thing?
They don't know.
I don't know if anybody want to hear spoilers or not, so, see, I don't know.
No, it's okay.
No, okay.
Because some people don't like spoilers. They really don't. I don't watch the show. I just read the spoilers because I have to post them on the network. So that's how I know I have to read the transcripts, and I have to post the spoilers. But I never watch the show because, you know, I don't have time. But I know, you know, everything that's going on.
Did Did you see the media pitch of Jason and Elizabeth? The media pitch?
Yeah, I just posted it on
the
network.
Yeah,
I saw it.
Excited.
She's got a great big purse hiding her tummy. She got this humongous purse like from the 70s. It looked like a purse I used to carry back
in
the 70s.
What picture did you guys see?
It's I got it posted. It's been out. The media pictures came out, so they blew it up.
I was looking at it last night. That's when I had Carly. We were looking at the same time, and I was like, when I saw that picture, I was like, I didn't know that it was Liz at first, but then I realized it was Liz, and I was like, oh my gosh! Oh, it was so nice to see them. I knew they hyperventilated.
It was just good to see them
picture.
In the same scene, you know.
I know.
Without anybody standing between them. Well, they got Liz's baby between them, but she's not part of the cast. He or she.
I know.
She's not part of the cast. But it was just amazing just to see them in the same, you know, universe. Because they got them so separated now.
I know.
Right.
They don't want to hear each other. We will never have them together. You know, like when you go on YNR and you see, you know, they kind of, you know, give the least Nick and Sharon fans can see them together.
Yeah,
like they
exactly.
just saw him at the library reading a book. You don't get that on GH. GH has never done that.
They have their little conversation.
When they break up, they are broken up, and you never see them together again.
Not even walking through a store or Kelly's or anything.
Nope.
And they have
this has always been
GH's
thing.
I don't get that logical reasoning why the writers are doing that or the producers.
Yeah.
They have a child together in real life.
Yeah, you know
you
what?
Know?
Yeah. But you know what, you guys, Liaison is happening this summer. We just have to keep on believing it, and we don't need any other interference, Terry.
I mean, if I waited 10 years, and I wasn't as invested as I was back then, even though I was. I mean, I didn't go on the computer every day to read spoilers, but if I can wait 10 years, and if I have to wait another 10 or another couple years, then I will, you know?
Me too.
I mean, the powers that be can't ignore us. They can't keep ignoring the fans. I mean, come on, that's bad business. I mean, if they're going to keep ignoring it, they're going to lose a lot more viewers, and then they're going to lose the show, you know?
Well, I was doing the ratings for the end of the year, and I have to tally up, you know, how many times they were number 6 and how many times they were number this and all that. And they've been number 5 for 24 weeks. They have only been number 3 times this year. I got the ratings here. I have to do the end of the year. I'm just not doing it in this February. I'm a little late. But
when was it? Were they ever number 1? Were they were number 1.
They were number 1 in the 80s.
Yes.
They haven't been number 1 YNR has been killing them ever since YNR has been on. You know,
YNR has been killing
in.
Like every soap. YNR has been good.
Even when YNR lose 300,000 viewers, they're number 1.
Yeah, they are. That's the funny
part. You ever
notice about
that
it.
They can lose like 300,000?
Yes, and
they're
still
number 1. You know.
Yeah. I mean, to me, Liz and Jason are like the Luke and Laura of this decade.
Well, you know, what bothered me most, Terry, what bothered me most is that we had 2 years that we could have had stories.
I know.
Instead
of
jerking us around, what I would have done, I would have given you I would have given Liaison fans their Liaison, write their story, let them hook up for 2 years, from 2006 to 2009 or whatever. Let them, you know, have their little white picket fence, whatever they thought that they thought they wanted.
Yeah.
And then I would have brought in Franco to mess them up, and then they could have just went on. But they never even gave us a story at all. And see, most folks don't do that. They're going to please each fan base some kind of way. They're going to give you a carrot.
Yes, they thought they pleased us by giving us tiny little scenes, but yay.
All I wanted was my story.
Guys,
that's all I wanted.
You guys. It is true.
What?
Frances Reed died today.
She did? Oh, my gosh. What is... Oh, man. Oh, that's so
Yeah.
She was like the heart and soul in the Days of Our Life. Oh.
Even though.
What happened? Did they say?
No.
She was in a nursing home. Eventually, she went into nursing home, and she's like 90 years old. So I don't know what she died
okay.
of. Today, what she died of?
Oh no.
Yeah, when you get that age.
But Jill, I'm gonna have to call Grandma and tell her this.
Oh, sad.
You know,
yeah,
and
it's hard to tell.
Yeah, well, and Heather wants me to tell you, Terry, that she did send you a friend request on Facebook.
Oh, okay, I got it. I just haven't been on Facebook in a while, so tell her but when I go on there, I will accept her, so.
Yeah, but even though, I mean, wow, it was.
I hope they do something on the show now. I hope they actually do, like, a whole, like, day of it, you know, funeral and people talking
about
it.
Yeah, oh, my God, if they don't.
Yeah.
If they don't, I'm going to be really pissed off the Days of Our Life. I'm sorry.
I know.
Well, they do showcase their vets, so I'm sure that
they
will.
They do. That's why I like,
them. That's what got me watching them is because, and I think that's why they're so popular. Because if you look, if you read that new interview with the soap writer who created, who is it, Agnes Nixon, and
yes.
She has a quote. She was interviewed, and they asked her about, you know, why soaps, you know, I guess, you know. She said because young people get their story from the older people. It's the older people on the cast that drives the story.
Uh-huh.
And so that's how young people get their story.
Exactly.
They get it from the veteran players.
Yes.
It's a good quote. I got it here. I was just about to put it on the website. It's really a good quote. And she was she's really something. She's feisty. What's her name? The one that created All My Children. It's not
Agnes,
Nixon.
Agnes Nixon, right?
It's Nixon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who it is. Gloria Monty. That was General Hospital.
That was General Hospital.
Yeah, it's Agnes Nixon. She's 82.
Oh, really?
That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah, and she was saying she's got a real good interview, and she was saying how some writers are not soap writers. She says some of these writers aren't soap writers. They are.
Oh.
She was letting it all hang out. They was asking her about the cancellation of soap. She was responding. That was the prompt, you know.
So you need to tell me these people that are writing, like, for General Hospital are not necessarily soap writers. They're just, like, writers that come in, you know, and...
Well, I interpreted it as her saying that, you know, just because you're a writer doesn't mean that... You can be a writer, but that doesn't mean you can write for soap.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I'm a writer, you know, and I wrote 3 novels, and I try to, you know, here it is right here. It's on EW, Hollywood or something, Hollywood Insider, EW.com. And that's where she talks about Hollywood Insider, EW.com. All My Children, creator, As the World Turns, Guiding Light, blah, blah, blah. Agnes Nixon, the 82-year-old queen of drama. And she has a real good interview. I'll put it in the chat, the link, and let everybody read it.
You know what's her name that played in One Life, that played in One Life, Vicky? She said something about, she was talking about the genre of soap today and that, you know, it's the people that have been around for a long time that the writers are forgetting. They should not forget the history, the continuity.
She talked about all that. And it's a very concise interview. It's not, you know... She talks about that.
So it's her that talks about. I thought it was the lady that played Vicky on Erica Slezak that said something She said something about that. And they know because they have been around forever, you know.
Yeah.
You don't forget about the older audience and because those are the ones that brought in, you know, the younger kids, the generations to come.
You know?
Erica really never got forgotten. She's like one of the oldest people that look that's pretty for her age too. But she really people like she's still being noticed. Like she's still getting her story, and she's like the only person I see that happening with. There's so many other people that they have for a long time and who show respect and who worked hard on their show and everything, and
yeah.
they just treat them like they're nothing. I'm looking like y'all could, no,
yeah.
Show them some kind of respect. Just because y'all got new people and stuff like that don't mean y'all should just drop them, because without them, y'all wouldn't have where y'all at right now.
I know. And that's when I watched you in the hospital. I noticed that. It's just for the younger audience. They're not, you know, because I've been kind of watching it because of the Dante and Sunny thing and Lulu.
Yeah, I like
Dante. I love Dante.
I love Dante.
I love Dante.
Oh, my God. And I know,
he's Italian, by the way. Dominic, I heard somebody say his ethnicity.
Is.
He's Italian.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, that's so cute.
Because him and Lisa Lo Cicero, they have a little club called the Italian Club or something. They were talking about it in some little interview or something. He's Italian.
Is he Italian, too, do you know? Or is he
he's Italian in Zaprangnia, you know. From what I understand, he's Italian, because they got one in the club that's not really Italian, but they adopted him, they were saying. It was a real cute little article about them. And they said, well, he's not really Italian, but he's honorary Italian or something like that.
Italian, yeah.
Yeah, it was really cute.
I just like Dante. I won't care what he was. He is so...
I know. I'm watching it right now, though. I could see that they're just writing for the younger people. They're not writing for the people.
I'm trying to find what she
says. They're not writing for, you know, us that have been watching the show for a long time. Did you see, has anybody watched, I don't know if nobody probably watches it, but I watched a little bit of General Hospital today. Sam walks in the station, or I should say the scammer walks in the station dressed up as a hooker to get a gun.
There's evidence against Sunny, right?
Yeah, she's trying to help Sunny, and she walked in there like a hooker, like she is, you know, and really, you know, and she just like a hoe she is, and she's all dressed up as a hooker, and
she's just doing that to get close
to
Jason, so it don't matter to me. She just wants Jason attention, so she's all like, I'm going to just get your best friend's evidence so I can make you notice me, so.
But how long are they going to have her? How long are they going to have? She can't, that's all she can do. That's all she's doing for it.
She's desperate.
Yeah.
Well, they're last in the men demo group, so obviously they're not interested. DH is number 7 out of the 7 soaps. So whatever her little, you know, French poodle outfit or, you know, the maid outfit, it's the same thing all the time. She's dressed up in some little outfit, you know, and she's, well, you know, they don't
want her because she dressed up into an outfit.
Yeah, you know, she's, you know. So whatever, you know. I'm just saying that they're number 7 of the last.
I cannot wait for the Zaytan breakup. I will be so happy.
When they break up, I'm just going to watch it over and over just to make sure it's true, just to make sure it's for real.
You know, and the night it happened. You know what? The night it happened, we are having a special edition of Daytime After Dark.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here it is.
Party on the phone.
Here it is. I found it. Okay, so they asked her, can you recall when the tide began to turn for soaps? And she responds, I think the biggest change for me was when cable came in. That was when the pressure went up. We just don't get the ratings today because it's fractured. Yes. I think there has been emphasis on younger people, but life isn't just made of younger people. Older people have tremendous effect on younger people. Young people's problems are often caused by older people. That's what she said. I thought it was some cute little thing. That's what she was talking about.
Oh, shoot.
So.
What happened?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm taking the trash out. Somebody from my family forgot to take the trash out. She's like, I'm always the one that has to do it.
Oh.
Yeah, I come home from class tonight and the trash is not out. Oh. Did I hang up?
You're still here.
Oh, okay, it was so quiet because I accidentally pressed a button on my phone and I thought I hung up.
I know when Carly called me today, she told me about Liz being pregnant, and I was like, nearly wanted to get sick.
Yeah, well, so do I.
Well, at least they're not talking about it in General Hospital. Yeah, hopefully they talk about it when Jason was asleep together.
But
does anybody know when the storyline is over? They're talking about it goes all the way until May.
What storyline?
The storyline with this Nick and all of this stuff.
I know.
They're saying this thing is not going to be over until May.
Really?
What?
Yep.
No,
I can't live with that.
That's a long time.
That's a
like
long time.
6 months. I don't think I can hang with this.
I swear, I'm with you. I don't think that's like too long.
That's a long time.
I thought it was over when Lucky snapped on them.
I was glad he found out. I was like, yeah.
Me too. I was so happy finally it came out. I was so happy. I'm like, yes, it's over, and now I'm hearing this till May.
No.
What I saw, I don't know if it's a slug or what, because, you know, they put those slugs out there for us. A slug is a phony spoiler. A slug, S-L-U-G. It's a phony spoiler. So, they have a lot of those out.
That's too long.
That's a long time, honey. You talking about February, March, April. It started in October.
You know, my birthday.
Yeah, it did.
My birthday's in May, so maybe that'll be my birthday gift when they break up, when Jason and Sam are
Yes.
No, they need to break up right now. I can't take till May. That's too long.
You know why?
They've already been together over a year.
Okay, don't love that.
Do you honestly believe that the powers that be are going to keep them forever together, even though they're not a popular couple? I mean, are they going to really have the audacity to...
They ain't going
to
be able to do that because they sure going to be canceled and they ain't going to have no more Jason and Sam.
I know.
So they better watch out.
I don't know if I can wait that long either.
Okay.
It's like you want to, but that is too long. We've been waiting
too
long.
I can't hang out for this.
I can't.
It's not a good story. If it was a good story and Liz was written with a more positive focus, I could deal with it. But the writing of it is so horrible, you know, I can't. And now they're going to have her running after Lucky, and he's going to keep rejecting her. It's already out here.
It's just
happen.
Boring because, like,
he's going to say he don't want her, and he going to find her in the snow, and then they both are supposed to ask her to marry because it's going to come out that she's pregnant when she's in Shadybrook.
They're making Liz a pathetic character, and I don't like that.
Hopefully she's through with Jason before she goes to Shadybrook, then she can find out she's pregnant and Jason.
Oh, they're just... the only good thing that I found so far in these spoilers, if you have to take them with a grain of salt, because you don't know if they're going to pan out or if they're going to flip the script.
Well, I can't wait
to herself. She does commit herself to Shadybrook.
Yeah, I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that helps her with a lot of things other than just running for Lucky. That helps her with realizing who her true love is.
I hate to say this, but I'm hoping that maybe she has a miscarriage down the line. Even I know.
That's what we were talking about before you got on. We were talking about her having a miscarriage. If it's not Jason, she should have a miscarriage.
Yeah.
Saibo.
Mm-hmm.
Smokey is asking you if you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jason.
I'm looking at the ratings.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Wait a minute. Let me get the thing back up. I was looking at the ratings. Hold on. Let me get this. Because I got those little tabbies. And then I don't know which tab it is because I got two browser windows open. I got to find out which is which. Ooh, I hate when I do that. Now I don't know where it's at.
Oh. You guys, it's not a real pregnancy, you guys.
What?
Is it?
No.
It's going to be a hysterical pregnancy. He's taking,
yes.
I found it. He's taking, I see, maybe it's a fake pregnancy. Right, because remember, Ashley, you know, you can have those hysterical pregnancies.
Yeah.
Because this storyline is Ashley's and Sharon's storyline. It's just better. It's not written as well. But it's the same basis.
Sorry, not to sound dumb, but what is that, Barbara, you said hysterical pregnancy? What does that mean, really?
I think you think you're pregnant, but you're not.
Yeah,
oh,
you're
okay.
Not.
I'm not
yeah.
sure. I did just my guess.
I think that's what it is, too.
Okay. Well, maybe.
She's supposed to be hallucinating. How do you say that? W-Y-R-A-N-C-H-G-R-L. Y-R-A-N-C-H-G-R-L. She says she's going to hallucinate.
Are we talking about Elizabeth?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. It just, you know, okay. I mean, but it's like, when is there going to be a light at the end of the tunnel of this thing here?
I
mean, it's just doom, doom, gloom, gloom.
By the way, I know I just booked my, I'm saying my own route tonight. Now, the S word is okay to say on here because that's how I feel right now.
Yeah, Y-Ran, I'm just going to call her Y-Ran because I don't know. She said maybe she is hallucinating that she is pregnant and she's not really. She said call her Bridget. Okay, Bridget. I'll call you Bridget. Because I can't say. It's like me trying to say Dominic Zapranga Bunga.
I can never say his name.
I thought it was a Pranga or something like that.
Yeah, he says it right on the website because he's doing the soap spoilers for the week.
And they said it on the General Hospital preview. They was like Maurice Bernard and Dominic.
Yeah, I cannot even pronounce that name.
I can't get my mouth together to say his name. You know, it's like
Dominic
speaking a foreign language or something. It's Zampranganing.
That's just a foreign language.
Zampranga or something.
Yeah.
I thought it was Zampranga. Yeah, that's what I thought it was, Zampranga.
I'm not even going to
say
it.
Oh, I just like Dominic so much.
I know.
Oh, I just like him so much. I haven't liked a character this much in a long, long time.
I know.
So good.
It's like he's making, like, he's kind of keeping General Hospital, like, a little together, you know.
Yeah, it's like he gives me the old feeling I used to have about General Hospital.
Yeah, he does.
He gives me that old feeling, you know.
He keeps you, like, okay, like, you know.
Like, when I see him, I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
I know. Because if he would have died, I would have been, then that's when I would have really went off on Sunny. I would have been pissed off.
I
knew he wasn't going to die. But, you know, I
knew he
wasn't
going to die. But, you know, if it happened, me and Sunny was going to have some problems.
Oh, yeah. I was going to go to Prospect on them if they mess with my Dominic.
We was going to have to jump
on Dante. And I like the name Dante, too. That's
me
one of my
too.
That's one of my favorite names.
You guys, I have a question. But. Is it Dante or Dominic?
Well, he's undercover as Dominic.
Yeah, it's Dominic.
His name is Dante.
And his real name is Dominic.
Now, which one? No, he's Dante.
Yeah.
That's Olivia's son. Dominic is his undercover
name.
It's
the one that Sonny uses.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Dominic is actually his real name.
Yeah.
And Dominic is his name in real life.
Yeah, and I was shocked about that.
So it's kind of like a three-way tie here.
Right.
It's like a three.
Okay.
Yes.
She loves to laugh.
Well, I know she does, and she usually laughs at me, so that's why I'm.
Yeah, I even laugh at my classmates in my class. I'm always laughing in class too, so. I was laughing tonight in my group, so.
I just want to get OT off the topic because I wanted to ask everybody, what is the big deal about Taylor Swift and Nicki, Stevie Nicks singing? I went on YouTube, and she didn't sound that bad. Everybody's talking about it, so I ran to YouTube to check it out. It was all right. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
I
play a lot of instruments, so.
You know what? I love it, like, Tilly knows I'm a big Taylor Swift fan, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Taylor Swift.
They were blasting her and saying that she don't know how to sing, and Kanye West was right, you know, when he went on.
No. Now, I disagree with him doing that. I feel like he was wrong of doing that to her. I mean,
absolutely.
You could have did that.
There's no question.
You could have did that, like, after the show. Like you couldn't even have to do it at all. You could have kept it to yourself. I mean,
I didn't even
get up
see
there.
It was so horrible. I didn't even want to see it. This is, you
man,
know,
you would have been mad.
There's certain things you don't even want to see. You just
it was like he was. It was like he was doing something with Beyonce. He was like, you know what, Taylor Swift, you don't deserve it. This should have went to Beyonce. It's like he was with Beyonce or something. I'm like, you did not have to do to her like that. She was like,
I didn't even want to see it. It was that kind of ugly.
Yes,
it was.
It was
ugly, and I didn't want to see it. So I took
She didn't deserve that. I mean, like, sometimes, you know, but, like, not that. Kanye West did not have to do that to her. I thought that was really wrong.
Yeah, I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan. I mean, I went to a concert last year, and it was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. And but I don't think people have the right to totally pick on her about everything. It's,
well, they were saying,
you know,
that her performance with Stevie Nicks wasn't good. They were singing one of some song, and it wasn't up to par. I don't know. I don't know how it was supposed to sound. It sounded all right to me. She was playing the guitar and everything. You know, I didn't even know she played the guitar.
I know. In her song, Our Song, that's when I knew she said she played the guitar.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I was shocked just by that. I was focusing on the guitar because, you know, I play the guitar. So I was just, I play about 3 or 4 instruments. So I was just, like, focusing on that. You know, I wasn't even really paying attention to the lyrics, you know. But then, you know, she sounded all right to me. I don't know, you know.
It makes me want to just scream at people, but I won't scream. I will.
And I'm catching up. And another thing I'm doing is catching up on Californication. That show, Californication. It's risky. It's really risque. It's real sexy.
No, not as risque as what Cherry was watching the other night, I bet.
There's this new show on, I forgot what, it's on the cable channel, I don't know if it's Showtime, I don't think it's Showtime, I think it's Stars or something. There's a new show called Spartacus, and...
Really? I gotta check that.
It's racy.
Is it really?
Racy. A lot of
I like racy.
Sex and violence. Yeah. I mean,
I can do racy.
Felt like I was watching a soft porn show.
It really is one of those kind of flicks.
It was okay. It wasn't. I think they did for the channel. They did it appropriately. It wasn't. I mean, they even warned people that the show was going to have a lot of sex in it. But it was good. It was okay. I mean, the violence. There was a lot of violence, but I like it. I like the guy in it too. That's probably why I watch it, because he's cute. But you know. But I watched it the second episode, and there wasn't much sex in that episode.
Bridget says if you want to watch True Blood, if you want risque, and to watch, she was talking about Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga had on a heck of a head. What was that, a hat or something she had popped up on her?
I love her voice, but her fashion is ridiculous.
I know the people sitting behind her was mad.
I would have been pissed. I would be like, I'm sorry, Gaga, but you got to move some with your head because I can't see. I wouldn't care if she was a slave. I'd be like, Gaga, lady, you need to move that. I wouldn't care.
But they come out True Blood and a lot of naked bodies. Ooh, Bridget. Ooh, Bridget.
You know what? I started watching True Blood when it came on last. I just forgot the days it was on, and then I just got behind in the episodes.
It's good. I just don't like a lot of blood stuff. I don't like all that blood. It's too blood. But it's good. I watch it because I like Eric. So.
Do you like
his? Yeah, I like Eric, but it's just blood. You know, it's always blood dripping and all that old stuff. I hate that. Ugh.
I watch Dexter. I love that show.
I haven't seen Dexter in a long, long time. I'm going to check it because I found a spot where I can look at stuff online. So I'm trying to catch up with Californication. I got two more seasons to go. I went through Damages. I got all through Damages season 2 because I missed the whole season 2. So I caught up to season 3 because I'm on the Daytime Confidential. We got a Damages thread, and everybody was talking about it, and I said, I got to watch season 2. So they gave me a place where I can go to watch season 2. So I watched season 2. It's good. And then now I got to catch up on Californication. But that's like 3 seasons I'm behind. And I tried to catch up with Lost, and it was so many seasons with that, I couldn't even deal with it.
Speaking of Lost, I watched it last night, and I'm like confused as heck on that show right now. I don't know, because they keep going from like, that the first scene of it was on last night was that they were saved.
Uh-oh, Smokey loves Eric. I said Eric, and Smokey done lit the board up. She got a heart going and everything. I knew that. All I say is Eric, and Smokey is like, whoa. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. It just
No, it's okay. I was watching Lost, and I'm like confused. I was watching it last night. I mean, when they first came on, the first scene yesterday was when they never crashed in the first place. So I don't know if their plan worked by blowing up whatever they blew up, and then they go back to where they're on the island. So I'm like all confused. They keep going back and forth, and I'm so confused right now on Lost.
Yeah, Bridget says it's back and forth too much on Lost.
I don't know.
Lost with Lost. I waited too long to try, and they were like in the fifth season. I'm so far behind, you know. I'm still going to watch it because I found a place that got all five seasons. You know, it's just like, that's a lot of seasons to catch up.
That show is.
Five seasons. That's like 5 years.
What's his name that plays Scott Reeves that joined, that plays Steve on General Hospital?
Steve,
on his Twitter account, him and his family were getting caught up in all the seasons, you know, so.
Really?
He was tweeting it. I guess he has it on DVD. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there were kids.
Yeah, you guys, we have 4 minutes to go, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I know. Well, I got in at, 9:20 or something like that?
Yeah. Yes.
My teacher let us out early, which I was kind of surprised, and I was thinking, I bet you Carly's going to like that, me getting out early.
Yes, I'm happy. I'm like, yay!
Yeah.
So, yes. I texted you YB for the show too.
Oh yeah, I got that.
Okay,
well, I had a bad service in my last class, so I wasn't getting any service in my class, so.
That's okay. Well, Chili and I will be back on Monday night, and at the same time, 8:00, and hopefully. Dante will look hot tomorrow. I don't know why I'm saying this, but Dante is very, very hot.
He is
very, very hot. Yeah, I know. He is very, very
hot.
So
is Oliver on Bold and Beautiful, Sandy's brother.
Yes, you were right. I sent him out.
He's so cute, too.
He's a cutie pie.
Where are they getting all these cute guys from, man? Why can't I get one?
I know, they take all of the guys and make them.
I know you love Damon on Vampire Diaries. I know, I've been to your website. You got Damon everywhere. Everywhere I go, there's Damon.
Yes, I love Damon. I love Elena, too, with Damon. But I don't think they're going to go.
I think I love him, too.
Yeah.
I've been to a website. I think I love him, too.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, but you were right about Cyber. Oh, my God. When I saw him, I'm like, holy shit, son of a, okay, I won't repeat the rest. But, yeah. Yes, I really like Oliver on a Bold and Beautiful.
He's cute.
Well,
he needs a little trim, though. He's got some wings. Like Dante, his hair has got those wings. It needs a little trim. But other than that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Night, everybody.
Okay,
night.
Night.
Hey,
Carly, I'm gonna hang up now. I have to do something. I'm gonna get ready. I'm gonna get a shower and get ready for bed.
Okay.
Yeah, call him.
Call you.
You guys. Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
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 Bye. Okay, you guys. I have a minute to go. Thank you all for calling in and chatting with us. And please come back Monday night. Please come back Monday night. And I'm going to play you a song, A Little to Go Out.
I've known about you for a while now. When he leaves me, he wears a smile. Now as soon as he's away from me, in your arms is where. But you're the one he was for.
Okay, you guys, I'm heading out of here. But please come back on Monday night. Keep you laid in love. Keep calling and writing because we are going to get our cover back. And, you know, I will not stop fighting until I die. So please come back on Monday night and we will discuss more of the Frances Reed passing and everything else. Night, guys.